Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Herbs have been used by people since the dawn of time. When Rockefeller introduced allopathic medicine, many herbal remedies fell by the wayside as people put their faith in prescription pills and the world just gets sicker. Here at Heathen Herbs, we look to the past and to nature for answers. We offer tinctures, magnesium skin cream, lip balm, tooth powder, colloidal silver throat spray, and more. Check us out at heathenherbs.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have, as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self-Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more. Up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover selfdefensefund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Today, I want to tell you that our new book, Cosmotheism, Religion of the Future, is almost done at the printers and will be arriving at our Cosmotheist Books warehouse very soon. This little red book of truth and inspiration, spirituality, and perhaps most of all, of hope for our people, the white people of this earth, will soon be in the hands of all of you who have pre-ordered it. If you haven't ordered it yet, now is your chance to get the first copies of the first printing of the first edition of this vitally important work. Our people are spiritually sick today. So many have lost hope to such an extent that they drown themselves in alcohol, in empty, loveless, destructive sex acts, in illegal drugs or legal painkillers, in suicide. Told by a hostile elite that white people are evil and guilty from birth, that it is morally wrong to want their bloodlines to continue, they languish. They are filled with uncertainty and fear. with their children, if they even have any, taught by the schools to hate their own ancestors. They abase themselves in orgies of self-hatred, hoping for a few crumbs from their master's table. Or they cleave ever more strongly to Christianity, not realizing that it was invented and imposed by the same enemies that are killing them today, not realizing that it preaches the same racial destruction as communism or liberalism. Some clutch at the straws cynically offered to them by Fox News and other conservative operations, largely run by those same enemies and designed to appear to be in opposition to them while secretly serving them. Operations that, by design, never truthfully even identify who it is that is killing us. Here's a hint. If you read or watch or subscribe to or support any group that asserts that the Dems or identity politics is the source of our nation's woes, then you are supporting your own executioners. No wonder so many have lost hope. But we should not lose hope. We white people, we Europeans, are the most creatively intelligent people on this earth. There are close to a billion of us, while those who have declared war on us, the Jews, constitute a tiny fraction of that number. True, they have amassed trillions of our dollars by foul means. But dollars now are only pieces of paper issued by filthy Jew banks with a rapidly declining value and no value at all once we replace them with a new standard. Once we decide that we won't work for them anymore, won't work for anything held in their filthy paws, and when we decide that any property titles or contracts of any kind held in their blood-soaked mitts are null and void and worthless by definition, their paper will avail them naught. We can get to that happy day, when we will be free to be ourselves again, free to serve our people again, free to build the best possible future for our children again. We can get to that happy day once we become spiritually healthy again. And that's the purpose of our new cosmotheism. To bring us back to spiritual health. It not only tells us that working for the survival and progress of our own race is permissible. It teaches us and shows us so powerfully that it cannot be denied and cannot be forgotten that working for the survival and progress of our race is necessary, is mandatory, is morally required, and is, in fact, the purpose of life, of all life in the universe. It doesn't whisper meekly that maybe, just maybe, it's okay to be white. It hits your mind and spirit like a thunderclap 1 inch in front of your face. It shows you that the white race is the highest development of the life force yet seen, and is also the key and the bridge to all future development of life. It teaches us and shows us that the advancement of our race toward a godlike state is the very meaning of the universe and the source of all morality. That is cosmotheism. That is our newest book, Cosmotheism, Religion of the Future. You can order your copy right now at cosmotheistchurch.org/CRF. That's cosmotheistchurch, all one word, .org/CRF. After this broadcast goes live, I want to get a call from our bookstore telling me that the first printing has sold out. In this new book, Dr. William Pierce, the founder of both Cosmotheism and of the National Alliance, the sponsor of this radio program, tells us, deep inside all of us, in our race soul, there is a source of divine wisdom, of ages-old wisdom, of wisdom as old as the universe. That is the wisdom, the truth of cosmotheism. It is a truth of which most of us have been largely unconscious all our lives, but which now we have the opportunity to understand clearly and precisely. Thus, Dr. Pierce bids all men and women of European race who are capable of doing so to understand ourselves and our purpose. Dr. William Luther Pierce's cosmotheism is not a revealed religion, but is instead what he called a natural religion. It rejects all of the claimed supernatural revelations which find their way onto shining golden plates or ancient scrolls. Instead, having its basis in the realities of nature that our eyes and the investigations of science have confirmed. In the drama of the evolution of life from non-living matter and of higher and more conscious beings from lower forms of life, William Pierce sees a path of purpose and destiny for us. This new definitive book provides the reader with the only guide to cosmotheism published by the Cosmotheist Church itself. In effect, it is the Cosmotheist Bible. It contains all of William Pierce's important cosmotheist works, including the Cosmotheist Trilogy, his Essays from Internal National Alliance and Cosmotheist Community Publications, and his lectures at the community's first gatherings in Arlington, Virginia, in the 1970s. It also contains important works on the new religion by Fred Streed and by myself. As of this past week, it is 19 years since Dr. Pierce left us. I hope that by next year, the 20th year after his death, this book will be well on its way to a great success and a great awakening of our people. Let me tell you also of two other new items at our bookstore. First published in 1993, The Saga of White Will by New World Order Comics was the National Alliance's first and so far only comic book for young whites. It's the story of white high school students who fight back against non-white violence and against an anti-white administration. a large supply of a new, updated edition of this long out-of-print, full-color, 38-page classic has recently been delivered to the Alliance's National Office for Distribution. It's witty, fun, and powerful, and you can get it at Cosmotheist Books. That's cosmotheistchurch.org. We also recently added the 11th CD in our Power of Truth series of speeches and broadcasts by Dr. William Pierce. It features 20 more of Dr. Pierce's American Dissident Voices shows and speeches, bringing the total of all Pierce All the Time talks to 220 in this series, with more to come as the series continues to expand. You can sample these speeches for free at natall.com/bitchute. That's natall.com/bitchute. Or at video.natall.com. That's video.natall.com. These high-quality MP3 CDs sell for $20 each, or $160 for the entire 11 CD set at cosmotheistchurch.org. That's cosmotheistchurch, all one word, .org. Purchasing these CDs funds our operations, and that's especially important since our books have been mostly banned by Amazon and other major outlets. It was Dr. Pierce who created the logotype that you see on the top of every page here at nationalvanguard.org. It was also on the cover of every issue of National Vanguard print magazine. And an earlier, almost identical iteration of it was on the tabloid newspaper version of National Vanguard. I was there when Dr. Pierce created the latest version, using an early 1970s-era typesetting machine that filled half a room, and adding a lovingly crafted, hand-drawn life rune. The logotype we use today is directly from a scan of what Dr. Pierce created. It is not a recreation. The main thing I want to draw your attention to is the motto on the logotype: toward a new consciousness, a new order, a new people. The new consciousness, a consciousness not only of white people's plight, but of our true place in the universe, is what we are building with our work here on National Vanguard and with this new book. The new order will be the cultural and governmental and religious structures we will build to organize our people in an impregnable state and advance them through a structure designed to facilitate eternal improvement and progress. The new people will be what we will become as we purify ourselves and advance ourselves by taking charge of our own evolution. I am proud to have contributed to this new book. I am proud to have worked with Dr. Pierce, Chairman Williams, and other National Alliance members and staffers who helped make this book possible. The product of our labors will be in your hands very soon. It is the culmination of decades of work and of quite a few all-nighters in recent months here at the Strom household. As we launch this book out into the wide world, I see new generations of positive, smiling, determined, confident and beautiful white faces. Mothers, fathers, children, grandfathers, grandmothers, who would never have been born had this book never been written. I see lives redeemed. I see the hopeless given new hope, new purpose, real purpose. I see honest work honestly rewarded. I see eternal racial separation and evolutionary divergence that makes us better and purer than we have ever been before. The deadly danger of miscegenation made impossible. I see higher things. I see science that takes us not only to the stars, not only to the advanced future that we now stand in danger of losing, but also to new understandings that make our current understanding look like the emerging consciousness of a newborn child. Understandings that will allow us to separate ourselves forever from lower man. I hear greater symphonies than have ever yet been written. I see more powerful and deeper drama than has ever been on stage or screen in all of our race's great history. I see magnificent architecture that exalts our European spirit 10,000 times more than ugly modernism degrades and depresses it. I see sculptures and paintings that make Phidias and Brecker and Waterhouse and Bierstadt, great as they are, look like the first faltering steps on a stairway to Alpha Centauri. Is my vision grandiose? I do not think it is. Read our new book, and I believe that the best of you will be convinced. When you have read and understood it, you will be impelled, I believe, to share it with others. Once again, you can order your copy of Cosmotheism, Religion of the Future at cosmotheistchurch.org/CRF.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Resolutionrdo.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow. The flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I believe in race. I'm not ashamed to admit it at all. And that doesn't mean one bit that I'm out to persecute or hurt any man because of his race. He can't help what race he is. We believe that each race has particular geniuses and particular faults. The white race has built white Western civilization, and we think the white race should dominate in that area. National socialism, fundamentally, is the application of science not only to inanimate objects and animals, but to mankind himself. We believe that the communists, the Marxists, have one fatal error in their doctrine. A place where absolutely there's a hole and there's no explanation for it. They admit evolution. They admit that animals vary by breed and that you can breed better and worse animals. Now, how do they explain how there is a sudden dividing line when you come to one particular animal called man? They have no explanation. Time and again when I've asked them, they have no explanation. They just say, if it's got two legs and it stands on its hind feet, then it suddenly becomes a special being and there is absolute equality. They're all the same. Man is an animal just like all the rest of the animals. He's more intelligent, but he must obey nature's laws. And that insofar as he is an animal, he must obey the laws that pertain to animals. We say that when the white race has produced such a wonderful thing as Western civilization, we should treasure the people that have produced that. and can maintain it. And we should not mix them all up with other kinds of civilizations, whether or not they're good. We should certainly try to preserve it just the way the farmer preserves his better grade of stock. We are also, socially speaking, tribalists. You must live as social beings. You have to live with other people. And this is impossible unless you observe certain fundamental laws of the tribe, the ancient Indian tribe, any kind of tribe of people, even a wolf pack, has got to have certain fundamental things. One of these things is leadership. Not leadership by the most popular, but by the strongest and the best. Any tribe or Indian tribe or any group or family should be led by the best and the strongest. Otherwise, it disintegrates. It's got to have group pride and loyalty. You've got to have selection in the mating process, something that we have almost lost now. We believe that it is of fundamental importance to society that the strongest, cleverest, and the best of the men mate with the best type of women who will make good mothers. And when you destroy that machinery, you get what we have now. We believe that you have got to have an organic society. Now, by an organic society, we mean a society, not a dictatorship, but a society in which the parts of the society cooperate together in different functions and in peace and harmony, just the way your body works. Cancer is the wild, uncontrolled growth of cells at the expense of all the rest of the body, and that's what you have in Washington, D.C. right now. Cancer. We believe in private property and free enterprise. It is impossible, we believe, to have a society in which there is any real work going on unless people can get the reward of their effort. And at the same time, we believe you've got to have social justice. You cannot have people who are exploiting and squeezing little helpless people economically. And this is where I get in trouble with the conservatives, because most of today's conservatives, I've discovered, are reactionaries. They're real anxious to hold on to their money. They don't care how they have to figure it out. They just want those money bags. And they come up with any kind of rationale to keep it. Every national socialist believes in idealism, believes in something that is worth more than his own one single human life. He's willing to die for something. When you're ready to die for something, then you're alive. And until you are ready to die for something, you have no real fanaticism. And just at dinner a little while ago with some of the fellows there, they said, were telling me, well, it's terrible to be a fanatic. Well, did you ever stop and think how this country got here? How all the great inventions ever got there? Any one of you out there that is not a fanatic on something or other, whatever it is you're studying, if you're going to be a doctor, be a fanatical doctor. Otherwise, you'll be nothing. You'll just be an ordinary old chug-chugging guy, and when you die, nobody will notice it. But if you're a fanatic, you'll produce something great. You'll create. Creativity is fanaticism. Every creative genius has had to be a fanatic. Many of them have been burned at the stake. So we are ideological and idealistic fanatics. Just like the communists, by the way. In between the Nazis and the communists is the great mass of non-fanatics. The TV watchers and the comic book readers. I will say this. National socialism is the inevitable end product, logically, of evolution. If you believe in evolution, you've got to be a Nazi if you think about it long enough. You can't help it. But what happens is people short-circuit it. The minute they believe in evolution and scientific breeding until they come to that two-legged animal that stands up on its hind legs, then all the rules are up. We say that's not possible. You either believe in the scientific method and the truth, and you apply it to yourself without egotism, or else you don't believe in the scientific method and you're kidding yourself. Nazis believe in ruthless application of the truth, not only to inanimate matter and animals, but to you animals. People, all of us, are the same insofar as we are animals and must survive and live as animals. And unless we breed ourselves better, we're going to get worse. That's what's happening. I do worship nature in that I'm humble. When I see the mighty, awesome power of nature, and believe me, I've seen some terrific power of nature, the typhoons off Japan during the war. Earthquakes. I've been through some tremendous cataclysms on this earth. And compared to them, the atomic bomb is like a firecracker. Nothing. And when you start to think of the enormity of space, our spacemen are just going around at the very bottom levels of space. There's no place yet. There are over 100 million planets where life just like here could exist. And in the face of that awesome probability, not possibility, probability, I say it's ridiculous to be egocentric and say we are the center of all things. Everything turns around us. We Nazis are humble. When I look at nature and realize how ignorant and small and feeble and weak and little we are, Nazism is a philosophy of nature, a way of looking at the world. And as I've pointed out, we believe in tribalism. We don't think we're above that. We think that you've got to have pride in your family, pride in your race, pride in your nation. That's not something to laugh at. Patriotism and pride in family and pride in race is something we should be proud of and cultivate, work on, not get rid of. Finally, we believe in morals. We believe in the traditions of goodness, virtue. Now, I told you something about what we are, but I'll do as good as I can in telling you what I think our enemies are. And our enemies, make no mistake about it, are the Marxists. The philosophy of Marxism, I believe, is the enemy of all humanity. It's the reverse of humanity. We say communism itself is the most vicious, antisocial doctrine the world has ever known, and here's why. They completely deny the very basis on which any human order can exist at all. Without humans, or at least without civilized humans, you certainly can't have human order. And the communists say they don't believe in race. They believe in absolute equality. The pygmies, the aborigines of Australia, everybody. Send them, let them all come to Carlton, and they'll all write arias and books, and the cannibals will be producing the music and verses. That's all you have to do is educate them. And this simply is not true. This results in chaos, social chaos, which is what we have now. They don't believe in enterprise. They don't believe that people should work for themselves. They believe that the state should come and tell them what to do. They don't believe in private property. They don't believe that you can keep the fruits of your production. They don't have, above all, they have no spiritual ideal. We say the only thing that's worth protecting with your life is ideals and your family, your race, and your nation. And twice in my lifetime, I've been called upon to go out and risk getting killed. And I saw a lot of other young men doing this. Young fanatics that they made out of it, by the way. They made us real fanatic haters of the Germans and fanatic haters of the Japanese. Nobody protested that that was bad to be a fanatic when we were fighting those Japs, and I assure you we all were. Finally, the communists, if you remember when they first got into our Russia, they are against morals. They had free love, no morals at all, everything was have a ball. And the result was they almost tore Russia to pieces, they just fell apart. Now, if you'll notice, they are almost puritanical in Russia. In order to make the thing work, they've had to go back to the very principles of tribalism which we're advocating. You can't work society with a communist pipe dream. Civilization is based on self-sacrifice, on the willingness of men to go out and die for what they believe in. When you get rid of that self-sacrifice, you get anarchy. Civilization is built because I am willing to give up something for my family. And the family is willing to give up something in order to have the town succeed. And the town is willing to give up something so the state can be in business. And the state is willing to give up something so the nation can succeed. Self-sacrifice is the first principle of civilization. Communism has got the fanaticism to destroy you, and it's doing it. And unless you can build up a counter-fanaticism for something you believe in positively, you will be destroyed. You are being destroyed.
Recently, there was a report out that among new babies that were born, this happened last year, minorities were now the majority, that whites were officially the minority.
And they're boasting about it. Khrushchev just said, America's so liberal, they'll never fight. And I think there's a lot of truth to that, but we're going to change that. It won't be quite so liberal. After we've had a chance to make America understand what it is and make it conscious of itself and its greatness and its people and the white race understand that they're worthy of protecting themselves, that they don't have to keep humbling and downgrading themselves while other races are standing up and saying, look at us, how great we are. We keep saying we're ashamed of ourselves for being white. That's a terrible thing. The thing for each race to do is be proud of itself. And the white people And the good people of this country, when they finally realize that they can do that without hurting or being obnoxious to anybody else, they will finally become fanatics to survive, to keep this great country going.